Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi, pre-recorded for Shabbat Balak, is in Chapter 2 of Harayot, Mishneh 7. Asham Talui, the suspended guilt offering. Now, the point of the Asham Talui is if somebody might be liable to bring a chatat, but they're not sure, then they go ahead and bring the Asham Talui until they can clarify, and that will protect them from any sort of retribution or problems. Now, the example the Bart Nura cites is Kigon Shtei Zeitim. There were two clumps of fat on his plate. They were each a kezayit in size. That's the minimum size for the Isur Deraisa, but even smaller than that is still forbidden. And Echod Shel Chaylev. One is Chaylev, which is the forbidden fat that is an Isur Karet, if somebody eats it on purpose, and a Chatat, if somebody eats it by mistake. And the other one is Echod Shel Shuman. Shuman is kosher fat. No problem with that. Ve'achol Echod Mehen. And the person ate one of these pieces of fat, ve'eino yodeya ezim hem achol. And he's not sure he ate the kosher one or the chaylev, the not kosher one. So he's not sure he has to bring a chatat. He brings the asham talui instead. So back in the Mishnah, hayochid venasi chayavin, an individual, a regular citizen, and the king are liable to bring the asham talui in such a case. U'mashiach, but the high priest, the beit din, and the Sanhedrin, if they made a ruling like this, peturin, they do not bring an asham talui. Then Barno explains this is based on Vayikra chapter 4, Vinoda Chatat. They have to know about it. Ein chayav karban ela halehi yadua. It has to be, if there's absolute knowledge, that's when the Kohen Mashiach and the Sanhedrin would bring the special offerings. The Mishnah adds, Asham Vadai, the certain guilt offering. The Asham Vadai is brought for five specific items. The Bart Nura does list them. Asham Me'ilot for Me'ila, Asham Gizelot for stealing or denying that you have someone else's item, Asham Nazir, a Nazir who got Tame, Asham Mitzora, a Mitzora becoming Tahar, Asham Shivcha Harufa. So here, Hayochid V'Nasi Mashiach Chayavin, the individuals, meaning any citizen and the king and the Kohen Gadol, are liable to bring this offering if they're in that circumstance, Beit Din Peturin, but the Sanhedrin is not. Al Shmiat HaKol, on hearing the voice. Now, we explained yesterday, that's when somebody says, hey, come testify for me, and the person hearing that call to action denies knowing any testimony, takes an oath to that effect. Valbitui svatayim, an oath of declaration that was false. Valtumat mikdash v'kadoshav, and contamination issues in the temple, as we talked about yesterday. Beit din peturin, the Sanhedrin does not bring the special offering, since it is a variable chatat, the carbon ole v'yore, the one that depends on the income, v'yochid v'nasi mashiach chayavin, but a private citizen or the king or the high priest are obligated to bring the ole v'yore, that variable chatat, if they committed any of these transgressions. Eile she'ein kohen godol chayavol tumat mikdash v'kadoshav. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the Kohen Gadol is not liable for Tumah in the temple. And the Bartner brings out he has a special limud from the Psukim to exclude him. And the Mishnah concludes, Ma hen mevi'in. And what do they actually bring? Karban ole v'yored. The karban that, again, is the variable hatat, the one that depends on income and the ability to pay. Though it's worth pointing out that in many places the Torah says that it's not the size of the offering that matters, it's the kavana and the intention and the change, the tshuva that it invokes in the person who's bringing the offering. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, a nasi mevi siri. He says the king or the president always brings the seir, the male goat. That's the nasi's chatat, and he wouldn't bring a variable chatat like other private citizens or the Kohen Gadol. He would bring the special chatat, which is mentioned in the psukim we talked about yesterday. Let's go on to chapter 3. Kohen Mashiach, the anointed high priest, shechata, that he sinned, and he has to bring the par Kohen Mashiach, the par balak kol mitzvot. V'achar kach, but afterwards, before he brought the offering, but after the transgression, avar mimshichuto, he lost his position. Maybe he got too old to serve on Yom Kippur. It's a very difficult avoda, as we talked about Masechet Yuma. It's a lot of work. Or maybe he became Baal Mum and he was not fit to serve as a Kohen anymore. So he lost his job and someone else took over. V'chen nasi, so to the king, shechata, that he had sinned. V'achar kach av miglato, and afterwards, before he brought the korban, he lost his position as king. Now, that's an interesting thing. It can happen if he becomes a Mitzora, he's no longer fit to be king, or the Tiferes Yisrael brings, if most of the country votes against him. You know, for example, he's doing a vote Zara and everyone votes him out, and they, you know, they basically make a coup. And it is interesting to note that the very first king for the Jewish people, King Shaul, was actually, you know, chosen by Hashem, but they had a vote. They actually took a vote to install him as the king, as is brought down in Shmuel Aleph. So the Mishnah concludes, Kohen Mashiach Mevi Par, the anointed king, the anointed Kohen, brings the special bull of the Kohen, and Nosi Mevi Sa'ir, and the ex-king will still bring the goat. We'll see tomorrow, really the chiddush here is that the king still brings the offering of the king, because the Kohen Gadol, even if he's emeritus, even if he's ex-Kohen Gadol, still has that chashivas, that status. Yashar kochachem, tizkul mitzvot, Shabbat shalom.